This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. All praise and thanks belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May the peace and blessing of Allah be upon His servant and final messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As to what follows, my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam on the Quranic Reminders WhatsApp groups, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I wanted to share with you a reflection this week from Surah An-Naml. Surah An-Naml, there is an incredible story at the very beginning of it that teaches us something. And that is how the believer should be viewing the Western world. Many, many Muslims are caught up in the advancements of the Muslim world, praising the Western world, loving the Western world for what they have of knowledge, of research, of medical technology, of science, of whatever it is that they have of advancements. And this praising of the Western world, an attachment to the Western world and what it's offering the world, could sometimes develop in a person to the point where a person would lose his entire deen. And he would lose the focus. He would lose his focus on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he would lose the focus on the purpose of this worldly life and why Allah Azza wa Jal created us in this worldly life. The Western world makes life easier with its technology and advancement and so on. But the Muslim should know that the purpose of this worldly life is not enjoyment. The purpose of this life is to worship Allah Azza wa Jal and adhere to His commands and to keep away from His prohibitions, and to attach to what Allah Azza wa Jal wants you to attach to. And then once we all die, and this could be any day, when we move to the next life is meant for enjoyment. Complete enjoyment, pleasure and satisfaction. Let me share with you this story from Surah An-Naml. This is the story of the bird of Sulaiman. Sulaiman alayhi salam, a prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah Azza wa Jal gave him control and authority over animals, including birds. From among his army, there were birds. And he spoke the language of the bird. He understood the birds. عُلِّمْنَا مَنْطِقَ الطَّيْرِ Allah Azza wa Jal says. They knew, him and his father, they knew how to speak to the birds. They understood the bird. And so one day, Allah Azza wa Jal mentions in Surah An-Naml that the bird had taken off. The bird, Al-Hudhud, this is the name of the bird, the type of the bird, it's called Al-Hudhud. It took off. It left the army and it moved away from Sulaiman alayhi salam's army and where they were. So Sulaiman alayhi salam, Allah Azza wa Jal says about him, وَتَفَقَّدَ الطَّيْرِ فَقَالَ مَا لِيَ لَا أَرَى الْهُدْهُدَ أَمْ كَانَ مِنَ الْغَائِبِينَ. Sulaiman alayhi salam came to the army. He's doing a general checkup on the army. He's checking the birds and he says, why can I not see the hudhud? Where did it go? Is it absent? Is it present? Where is it? And he threatened this hudhud. He said, لَأُعَذِّبَنَّهُ عَذَابًا شَدِيدًا. I will punish him a severe, tormentful punishment. Or I might slaughter him. أو لأذبحنه أو لأتيني بسلطان مبين. Or he better come with some huge and great news. So Allah Azza wa Jal mentions that the bird, until the bird had arrived back to Sulaiman and arrived back to the army. And the bird came to Sulaiman and he said to him, جئتك من سبأٍ بنبأٍ يقين. I have certain great news from Yemen, because this is where the bird ended up going. The bird went to Yemen. At that time, the queen of Yemen, her name was Bilqis. She was a disbeliever at the time. And you can think of it like a Western world, a disbelieving land, a disbelieving country, run by a disbelieving prime minister or run by a disbelieving queen at the time. And these people in Yemen had advancements and technology and so on. They were developed. So this bird came back. And listen to what the bird says to Sulaiman. The bird is not blown away by what it saw among the disbelievers. It did not praise, the bird did not praise what it saw with the disbelievers and what technology they had and what advancement they had. Listen to what the bird is saying now. This is a bird that went to a disbelieving town, disbelieving nation, a Western world, and saw what it saw, and it came back with this type of news. The bird said to Sulaiman, "Inni wajadtu mar'atan." I found a woman. Tamlikuhum. She is authority over them. So she's the governor. She controls them. Tamlikuhum. Wa utiyat min kulli shay. And she's being given of all things. See the advancement? She has a lot of things. Utiyat min kulli shay. From every single thing known to man, she had something of it. Wa laha arshun azim. And she had a huge throne, meaning this queen was extremely wealthy. Then look at what the bird said. وَجَدْتُهَا وَقَوْمَهَا. I saw her and her people. يَسْجُدُونَ لِلشَّمْسِ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. I saw her and her people prostrating to the sun مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. And not prostrating to Allah Azza wa Jal. They are prostrating to the sun. They are worshipping the sun. They have taken a lord besides Allah Azza wa Jal. And their lord is the sun. وَزَيَّرَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. And the devil has decorated their deed. Meaning, these people saw that the sun is something huge. It's been here long before they existed. It'll stay long after they die. It provides us with light and heat and direction and so on. So it must be the Lord. The shaytan decorated this deed for them. فَصَدَّهُمْ عَنِ السَّبِيلِ. And as a result, the shaytan led them astray from the right path. فَهُمْ لَا يَهْتَدُونَ. And they are not guided. Then the Hudhud said, أَلَّا يَسْجُدُوا لِلَّهِ. Why don't they prostrate to Allah Azza wa Jal? الَّذِي يُخْرِجُ الْخَبَأَ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. The one who brings out what is hidden in the heavens and the earth, like the water is hidden from the heavens, and the seeds and them sprouting into grass and trees and so on, that's hidden in the earth. Why don't they prostrate to Allah, the one who brings out what is hidden in the heavens and the earth? وَيَعْلَمُ مَا تُخْفُونَ وَمَا تُعْلِنُونَ. And he also knows, and consistently and every moment he knows, that which you conceal in your heart and in your mind, and that which you make apparent on your tongue and in your actions. Allahu la ilaha illa hu, Rabbul Arsh al-Azim. Allah, there is no Lord worthy of worship besides Him, because He is the Lord of the mighty throne. You see this bird, it went to a disbelieving town. It came back. It wasn't blown away and taken by what advancements there was and what wealth there is. Rather, it was quick to point out the greatest flaw and the greatest fault that they have. And that it's that they worship a sun besides Allah Azza wa Jal. What benefit is there in owning the entire world and having the latest advancements, yet not having Tawheed in your heart? What benefit is there? There is absolutely no benefit. So my brothers and sisters in Islam, learn from this bird. Learn. When you reside among Westerners, among disbelievers, there's nothing for you to attach yourself to with what they have. Use what they have of technology. No problems. You can benefit from it. But you need to understand that the Westerners, this is all they have in their entire existence. The purpose of life is enjoyment. That's it. This is their purpose of life. They didn't have a purpose besides this. As for the believer, he must always, always, always see that the shirk that the Western world has, the idols they have, the beliefs they have other than Islam, the corruption they have, the oppression they have, all of this is enough to cover all the good that they have. And so a believer remains steadfast upon his deen, asking Allah Azza wa Jal to safeguard him and to protect him from that which the West is inventing and calling us to and deceiving us with and tempting us with. This bird was able to recognize that if these disbelieving nation didn't have Tawheed, it just came back. It flew back. Didn't even want to stay there. Subhanallah. And this is a bird. that saw the goodness, that saw the advancement there, but it was not deceived by it. Subhanallah, learn from this bird, be like this bird, and wake up every morning and enter the evening every night and say, Raditu billahi rabba, I am pleased with Allah as my Lord, wa bil islami deena, and with Islam as my religion, wa bi Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam nabiyya, and I am pleased with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as my prophet. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, whoever says this word, then paradise is guaranteed for him. Allahu Akbar. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.